314 is what you're looking for. We have cars, trucks, and SUVs. All come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile engine and powertrain warranty and special interest rates. Edwards Auto Sales, home of no dealer fees at edwardsautosales.net. Attention WWE Universe. Swing by these Cricket Wireless locations today from noon till 7 to win tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw coming to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena December 9th. It's all part of Cricket's Customer Appreciation Event. You can go to Cricket Wireless and Easily at 6811 Calhoun Memorial Highway, Taylor's at 3058 Wade Hampton Boulevard, 2 Benton Road in Traveler's Rest, or 3253 North Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Drawing at 6 today for Monday Night Raw tickets December 9th.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live at George Coleman Ford. It's a beautiful day. You know, Ramona, they said it was going to rain earlier, but there's no rain. The skies are clear. Skies are clear as can be. It's like 60 degrees. Bring the kiddies, bring the family, bring the neighbor's family. Come on out to George Coleman Ford. Buy a vehicle. I'm going to be telling you about an incredible lease offer that Jake and Greg and the gang has going on here today as we get underway. By all means, come out to George Coleman Ford. The Papa John's pizza has just arrived, as well as the Papa John's brownies. You know, those brownies, Ramona, are surprisingly delicious.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it was Papa John's brownies. Very good. Very, very good. Yeah. You know, I was going to bring you some,
but as I said,
well, you know, you get to live.
Oh no! Here's that thing about the calories thing.
You get to live through me. You get. It's almost like I make it come to life. So you virtually experience the taste of the brownies in your mouth without any of the calories.
Gee. What a selfless act.
It is a selfless act.
Oh yeah, right.
It is a selfless act. All right, let me tell you what's going on here today. There seldom is, but there's not going to be really any fluff today, all right? You want to get in on the football games, you can get in on the football games. I'm going to break down every stinking game. Trust me, every way you can, every game. We'll tell you everything you need to know. I'll tell you things today you have no idea of, that you weren't aware of, you didn't know, you haven't considered, you haven't thought about. You'll hear all that today on the show. So come on out to George Coleman Ford. Join us. Come get the pizza. Come get the brownies. Come find out what kind of incredible deals we have going on at George Coleman Ford. And by the way, this lease deal, this is on a 2020 Explorer XTL with leather, remote start, sink 3, 8-inch touchscreen. Ford Copilot 360. This lease offer is for $397 per month on a vehicle with an MSRP of just under $42,000. That compares to a $600 payment when financing $40,000. $10,500 miles a year, 36 month 2,500 do it signing. It just doesn't get better. It's $397 a month to lease this Explorer, which is, as I said, basically a $42,000 vehicle. That's unbelievably good. We'll be telling you. We'll be telling you more about that during the course of the day. So you want to get in 654-767. You want to get in on whatever you want to talk about. BCD has arrived. How about that? You want to get in, though, you're welcome to. All right, Ramona, here's what we're going to do. You know, first of all, let me say one thing. I saw stories yesterday that Jim McElwain had been hired by Missouri. I don't see anything about that today. I don't see where there's any evidence of that. So I don't know what's going on at Missouri because I read stories. I read articles yesterday that McElwain had been hired at Missouri. I don't see that. So apparently Missouri hasn't hired anybody as yet. You know, some of these other hiring situations, I have people telling me that Mike Bobo is the guy at South Carolina that as offensive coordinator, that they're working out the final details. You know, sometimes that works, sometimes it falls through. I mean, it clearly fell through in the Florida State situation where factually Matt Campbell was all but hired and something happened there. What? I don't know. Maybe we'll never know. But Florida State basically lost out on a guy they wanted who chose to remain at Iowa State. That is still, I think that's as telling a statement about where Florida State is as a program and about the situation there as any. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me, impossible to me, that would be the case, that you would have a guy who gets to choose between Iowa State and Florida State and chooses Iowa State. Now, what does that mean? Why? Did Florida State not ante up enough money? Did they not? I mean, are we talking about Florida State being outbid by Iowa State? I don't know. I'm not sure we'll ever know the exact details of why Campbell is not the new coach of Florida State. I'm not sure we're ever going to really find those details out, but he was set to be, and something happened, and who knows. And by the way, I still think Florida State's a good job. I mean, obviously, you have the monster of Clemson in your own division, and that's a bit of a dilemma. That's a bit of a dilemma. But Florida State has the recruiting base from which to change that situation in a hurry if the right guy is in place. And we're going to be talking about some of the right guys being in place today and who they are and what it means. Oh, D, I just noticed you have your Alabama SEC West first runner-up T-shirt on. Yeah, yeah. D has her Alabama SEC West first runner-up T-shirt on. We had we gave out like 20 of those last night. They all went. They're all gone. You want to get in, 654-767. Again, we're going hardcore on all these games today, breaking them down, telling you what's going to happen, why it's going to happen. We'll start obviously with right here with UVA and Clemson, and I should say Clemson and UVA, and what you're likely to see in that game, how and why it will happen. When you look at Virginia, I think Virginia is as much of a one-man team offensively as there is in America. That is not to say they don't have talent at wide receiver, because I think they do. I think the wide receiving group is a pretty good group as a whole, but Virginia offensively is Bryce Perkins. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not just one game. There have been numerous games where virtually all of Virginia's yardage came through Bryce Perkins. Now, in some of those cases, like against Virginia Tech, against North Carolina, he put up 500 yards. So, you know what's coming. Can you stop it? Many of the people who have played Virginia this year have not been able to stop Bryce Perkins. Listen, Bryce Perkins has had an unbelievable season. Unbelievable. You know, it's funny. I love Travis Etienne. I really do. I mean, when he was in high school, as you people listen to the show know, I said I thought he'd be the greatest runner in Clemson football history. And he's on his way to achieving just that. Maybe he already has as a runner. I think C.J. Spiller is still the better complete player, overall player. But I think as a runner, I think Travis Etienne is the greatest runner in Clemson football history. And that's where I thought he would be. And I'm not even sure that's arguable. I think that's pretty crystal clear quite honestly, that Etienne has achieved that status. And he won the ACC Player of the Year award, and I'm not going to say that it wasn't deserving, because I think it was. I'm still not sure that in that pecking order that I might not have gone Lawrence, Perkins, Etienne. And part of it is just the quarterback is still the most important position on the field. And so that's a part of it. Regardless, the point is, two of your top three offensive players in the ACC this year are going to be quarterbacking in this football game. And, oh, newsflash, that's why they're there. One other thing, most of these elite quarterbacks around the country have taken remarkable care of the football. Remarkable care of the football. Lee Collins writes and says, this supports your prophecy, my friend. From Austin, Travis Etienne's 157 yards away from becoming Clemson's all-time leading rusher. The current leader, Raymond Priester, amassed 3,966 yards on 805 carries over four seasons. Etienne's currently sitting at 3,810 yards on only 479 carries in less than three seasons. So, you know, basically almost half, a little more than half, probably, you know, 58-60% of the carries that Raymond Priester had. Now, I should say this. When Raymond Priester was playing, everybody knew he was getting the ball. You know, it was Raymond Priester and not a lot else of anything. You know, so sometimes you have to consider those factors. It's not just an apples-to-apple kind of thing. Like, for example, whether it's Travis Etienne, whether it's Trevor Lawrence, regardless of which offensive star you pick at Clemson, every single one of them has all sorts of help. You know, it's not like anyone goes into any game thinking, well, I only have to worry about this guy. No, you have to worry about them all. When Raymond Priester was playing, everyone's focus was Raymond Priester. And so he did it under a little different circumstances. And it's not to say that he was the runner that Etienne is. He wasn't. But I don't think it's fair to sort of just look at it in a vacuum and say, well, you know, Etienne is just light years better than Priester without understanding the circumstances involved, the circumstances that Priester faced. You know, he faced circumstances that were roughly akin to what Jonathan Taylor faces every week at Wisconsin. And you can't compare those things. When you have a team with as many offensive weapons as Clemson, that means that no one guy is going to be the whole focus of the defensive game plan. And make no mistake about it, that helps all of them. That's why they're great. You know, and that's also probably why you don't get Heisman trophies. You understand what I'm saying? It's just a different circumstance. If you're surrounded by greatness, your job is going to be a lot easier. You're not going to face the type of defensive fronts, for example, if you're Travis Etienne, that a Jonathan Taylor is going to face, because you have Trevor Lawrence and all those wide receivers, and you're spreading people out all over the field, and it creates bigger running lanes. So, you know, there are just a lot of things to evaluate. It's not, you can't just look at numbers and say, well, look at this. This guy posted these numbers, and, you know, some other guy in the past, because they're playing different systems. The circumstances are completely different. And the point is just you have to acknowledge that. I mean, Raymond Priester was sensational at Clemson. That's really the bottom line of my point. But Etienne, you know, Etienne is going to be and should go on to have a great NFL career as well. And he's all that in a bag of chips. He's become what I thought he would be. Regardless, in this game, you have the two top quarterbacks in the ACC, both of them have had really good years. Trevor struggled a little early. Since that point, he's been utterly sensational and has made NFL throw after NFL throw. And the other guy, you know, it's funny because we had some conversation last night after the show at Twin Peaks, and there was some conversation about Trevor's toughness. And the suggestion was made that he hasn't proven that. I'm not so sure that's true. I think he has proven that. I think he's run the ball effectively. I think he's made good decisions in the run game. I think he's had a better feel for that this year when it's been available. And look, I've seen him get up from some really vicious shots and sort of get up screaming like, you know, you can't hurt me kind of thing. So I don't know. I probably disagree with that assessment. I think he's demonstrated some toughness. The guy on the other side may be the toughest player in the whole league. Perkins is, you know, and I thought that going in. That's why I picked Virginia to win the division before the year. During the year, I actually thought Pittsburgh was playing better, but they succumbed to a lack of a running game. But Virginia is as close to a one-man offense as there is in America, because their running game is really Bryce Perkins. It's a quarterback power running game. They'll show some option elements. They run RPOs. They'll run some power. They'll pull the guards. They'll run quarterback power. They'll run some draws designed. And obviously, there are a lot of runs that Perkins just takes off on his own. You know, you've got to make sure you have gap soundness, gap integrity, that people maintain their rush lanes against Perkins. Clemson's really good at all those things, so I don't think you're going to see the type of big, long runs from Perkins that you did in the first half of the Virginia Tech game. But as I said, you know, I think the element of Perkins that has been much better this year is his throwing. I mean, I think he really evolved as a passer, and he also gets the ball out pretty quickly. He makes quick decisions. The ball comes out. Virginia's good in the red zone, I think in large part because of his multidimensional ability. And I think he's going to score some points in this game. I think he's and look, this is a well-coached football team. Bronco Mendenhall is a guy that, you know, I followed forever when he was at BYU. I watched all his teams all those years. And the one thing I always saw in those football teams is they were tough. Now, of course, many of them were 35 with full families. And, so there was that element. But you know, it's that added element of, you know, Mormon missions, et cetera. But regardless, he has carried that through to Virginia, as I thought that he would. What they lack is defensive depth. And I have seen several times this year where, as the game lengthens, they get exposed, particularly in the passing game. That happened in the North Carolina game for sure, where early on they seemed to control all the action. And in the second half, North Carolina began to throw the ball at will, and Virginia couldn't get any stops. And they, you know, Virginia ultimately won that game because Perkins just outscored them. He single-handedly outscored him. Now, the challenge for Perkins in this game is that the one-man gang stuff on offense works really well when you're playing a lot of those teams in the ACC Coastal, or really a lot of the any of the ACC teams not named Clemson. It's not going to work as well against Clemson. Still, there's something about them. There's a grit, there's a toughness that always personifies Bronco Mendenhall teams. We'll talk more about this. This is all day. We're talking games today on Road Rage all day long. You want in? 654-7627. We'll take a quick break. Live from George Coleman Ford.
Winter can be such a wonderful time of year with family and friends, but it can also mean the inevitable ice storms we see here in the upstate. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark for the holiday season. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment and tell them Mickey sent you.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XLT with two-tone paint and navigation system. MSRP is $50,435. George Coleman Ford has it at $15,000 off for just $35,435. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of everything. Get your fireplace ready for the coming winter season by shopping at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. They have over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free logs on display. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wayhampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Attention WWE Universe. Swing by these Cricket Wireless locations today from noon till 7 to win tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw coming to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena December 9th. It's all part of Cricket's Customer Appreciation Event. You can go to Cricket Wireless and Easily at 6811 Calhoun Memorial Highway, Taylor's at 3058 Wade Hampton Boulevard, 2 Benton Road in Traveler's Rest, or 3253 North Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Drawing at 6 today for Monday Night Raw tickets, December 9th.
Have family or friends in town for the holidays? Show them a good time, great food, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. With plenty of shareable menu choices, this is your place for holiday gatherings. Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2020 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99. Featuring Twin Peaks girls from around the country, the Twin Peaks Man Cave calendar doesn't disappoint. Check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and at twinpeaksrestaurant.com/shop.
There's a place right in town where you can find a wide range of John Deere products and solutions for your property. That's AgPro, and we're here to make sure you're equipped for anything. As the largest privately owned John Deere dealership in North America, our highly trained certified technicians make sure we're strong on service. See current offers and find your nearest AgPro location at agproco.com.
TCC Verizon is having a huge sale. For a limited time, buy one iPhone 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max, XS, or XS Max, and get a free iPhone 11. Buy one Google Pixel 4 and get one free, or buy any Samsung Galaxy S10 or Note 10 and get an S10e on us. Save big this season at the TCC Verizon in Central in the Walmart parking lot, Powdersville in the Bilo parking lot on 153, Anderson on Highway 81, Tacoma by the Walmart, and Belton. Mention the Roar to get half off any car charger or screen protector.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Discovered that in a television commercial, believe it or not. Apparently it was a hit on the other side of the country like 70 years ago. But I love that. We may have some more of that particular group. But I just discovered that the other day while watching television in a background of a commercial. You want in 654-7627. We are live at George Coleman Ford. Let me tell you about the health there. Hey, Roger used to be Santa. If you don't want to be Santa this year, there's still time for you to surrender the Santa suit. Listen, if the Santa suit doesn't fit you by Christmas, they're not going to let you be Santa. They have to look for a different Santa. Either that or they have to stuff pillows in it. Either way, you know at the end of the day, you'll have lost Santa's weight. Do so today on the health there. 30 days can change your life. Roger completely got rid of his meds for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and sleep apnea. They can do the same for you, and just in time for the Christmas season. If they don't reverse your symptoms like they did for Roger, you get your money back. You don't have to give up carbs, fast food, or go to the gym. It couldn't be any easier. Get rid of the skepticism. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. So go to idareme.com. We are live at George Coleman. Come and see us this afternoon. All right, let's go to the phones and get Bill and Joe in here. You want to make your calls about the games? You're welcome to. I'm going to give you details of every one of these games. I'm going to break them all down this afternoon. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, why I think it's going to happen, give you some information that you probably don't know. In fact, I'm certain you don't know about many of these games today. So stick with us. Bill, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So, good, Bill.
I just want to talk about this. Great. I want to talk about this college football playoff setup and the whole everybody going into their games this weekend.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's kind of all talking about who's going to be in the playoff, but we don't know who's actually going to be there because anybody can lose. There can be some upsets that are going to happen this weekend going into these championships. And, you know, I like Ohio State. They've had some good execution, but, you know, they've already seen Wisconsin. So Wisconsin, you can prepare for them, but you got to imagine that those teams are going to change their game plan. But even if Ohio State loses, I think they'll get in because they've got some great players on that team they've been executing. But, you know, LSU and Georgia, you know, you look at LSU and Georgia, I'm not too confident that if LSU was to lose this game that they would actually automatically be in. I just don't know, you know. I mean, I think that if they lose to Georgia – what does that say about LSU, about who they really are, right?
See, Bill, let me just stop you for a second. Look, I would like to agree with that. I really would. And I think in a fair world, that would be the case. I don't think you should be losing at this point in the year. I think you lose and you should be out. But with the SEC political machine at work, and they've already told us, basically. They've already told us that if LSU loses, they're still in. Now, maybe if we saw some shocking score, like the inverse of what happened in Georgia LSU last year, and if Georgia, you know, somehow won the game 34-14, then that might knock LSU out.
Right. Well, the main thing everybody's looking at is Utah and Oklahoma. I mean, those teams that are kind of on the bubble, because everyone's considering that, you know, hey, LSU's going to win, right? That's the default. So who's going to be in Utah, Oklahoma? What I saw from Utah last week, they executed very well. But, you know, I agree with Paul Feinbaum, you know, which is seldom, but that people do want to see Oklahoma. It's better for the ratings. It'll be a bigger attraction. And the committee does have sort of a responsibility to put together, you know, teams that people want to see, or not just teams, but actually games that people want to see.
Well, see, I'm not going to agree with that, Bill. The committee has a responsibility to put the best teams in. That's what they were supposed to do. They're not charged with creating the best theater. I mean, and if that's what's at play,
but
I think that's... Yeah, but it's not fair to the teams. I mean, that's not the reason. That's never been the mission statement. The mission statement has been to select the best teams. Furthermore, I don't buy the Oklahoma thing at all. I think people are sick to death of Oklahoma. Oklahoma's been given breaks every single year. I think people are sick to death of Oklahoma. They've been given breaks. They get in. They lose in the first round every single year, and it wouldn't be any different. They put that team in this year. Ohio State will beat their brains in. I mean, you know. So I don't know. I think they're looking for the best game.
Fans are going to show up for that.
Say again.
Fans are going to tune in for the Oklahoma, you know, in the playoffs.
I think they're going to tune in for Utah. I think Utah is the nation excited. I really do. I think people are jacked up to see somebody different. I mean, I think the same old is growing wearisome, tiresome to people. I think that people have had enough of the same team.
People
so
may want to vote for that under roof of the underdog.
Yeah, yeah, I think there is that element.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good job, Bill. Yep, well done. Good call. Thank you. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Mark?
Hey, Joe.
Real quick, I was just going to give you a pick for that Clemson-Virginia game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like 45-14. I think it'll be close for a quarter. So that's about it. I don't, like I said, it's not a disrespect against Virginia. It's just there's a lot of holes on the back end of that defense. And I saw, you know, Hooker with Virginia Tech. I thought he did a pretty good job lighting up the secondary a little bit. And I could just imagine what Clemson was going to do. The only way that Virginia can make this game close is I think they're fifth in total sacks if somehow they can get to Lawrence, but I don't think they can. I think it's a total mismatch.
Well, so does Vegas. So, you know, I think that it's a 29-point spread or whatever it is for a reason.
But it looks like Mike Bobo is going to be signing the contract sometime over the weekend in South Carolina. I'm not so sure. Like, I think it's a great thing that he's experienced and all, but the thing that everybody's missing is we still have a lot of pieces on talent, and I'm not so sure we have any wide receivers that can play. So, you know, good luck. So, I mean, do you think we have any wide receivers that can play?
I think it helps to have an experienced play caller. Now, you know, listen, if the choice is Bobo, as, you know, convention has right now, I think you could do worse than that. I think Bobo did a really good job in his later years at Georgia once Rick gave up controlling the offense. And I think he did a pretty decent job at Colorado State. He's had more than his fair share of injuries at Colorado State, including to his starting quarterback this year, Colin Smith. So, I think he was up against it in that regard. He had an illness issue this year as well that he had to get past. But I think that I think he can help you offensively. This is not a surprising choice. You know, when you think about it, especially I think in the SEC, these coaches choose people that they have, that they know, that they have some sort of ties to, that have some sort of ties to their league, etc. And when you get down to the bottom of it, it appears that the last two guys in consideration for this were Bobo and Chad Morris, and obviously both of those guys with recent SEC ties. So rather than make a choice like a DeBoer or something even more outside the box, a conservative guy like Muschamp is probably not going to opt for that route. Plus, he just tried the inexperienced offensive coordinator in McClendon. I think to a degree McClendon was scapegoated, but that's what happens when a team doesn't achieve what expectations are set for them. But I think he'll be an upgrade. I think he will. First of all, I don't think Muschamp will be able to control him. I don't know what role Muschamp had this year in limiting what McClendon did. I thought most of the time Muschamp appeared to give him free rein. There were other times, though, where individual game plans and individual approaches suggest maybe not. So I think you're less likely to do that with an experienced guy like a Bobo or a Chad Morris. You know, you sort of let them do their thing, and that's what Muschamp really needs to do. He needs to help focus on coaching the defense and staying on that side of the football and let Bobo do his thing. And look, the schedule leaves up. Presumably, Orion Holinsky will be healthy. I think those are the key elements. Joe, we lost Joe. You want to get in 654-767, but I think those are the key elements. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Parham, Smith, and Archenholt. Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one has been a victim of medical malpractice, you know, think about that. Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. That's just unbelievable. If you or a loved one have been the victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham, Smith, and Archenhold on your team. Parham, Smith, and Archenhold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008, 242-9008. It's Parham, Smith, and Archenhold, specialists in medical malpractice. Call them up. You will thank me later. All right, back to Clemson and UVA. When I look at UVA offensively, as I said, everything starts and emanates from Bryce Perkins. He's the closest thing to a one-man gang in college football. The next closest thing is Jalen Hurts. But Perkins is the Virginia offense, and the whole offense. I mean, if he were to go down, they would have no offense at all right now, because a year ago you had a running back you could trust. You don't have that this year. Virginia does not run the ball with the running backs. They run the ball with the quarterback. He is your power runner. As I said, they'll run RPOs. They'll run some option elements. They'll run power, quarterback power. They'll pull the guards. But it's going to be Bryce Perkins, and they've become primarily a passing team. They're a passing team and a quarterback running team. That's what Virginia is. Clemson's going to try and take away the quarterback run element and try and make them exclusively a passing team. And if so, I think it will limit what Virginia can do. I think they're good enough at what they do that they're going to score some points in this game. I don't know, 14, 17, best case scenario, maybe 20 or something of that sort. Defensively, Virginia will show multiple looks. They'll play out of an odd and even front. They'll play a lot of they'll use a lot of twists and stunts. They're going to come after you. They're an aggressive defense. That's what Mendenhall has always been. You're going to have to handle your responsibilities against this defense. But I think where they struggle is the back end. And as the game lengthens and the pass rush dissipates, which I've seen multiple times this year, and that's a frequent occurrence anyway in football in general. But Virginia gets after the opposing quarterback. They have 40 plus sacks, whatever that number is, and they get after the opposing quarterback. But in the second half of games, that pass rush tends to die down. And as it dies down, quarterbacks have really been able to exploit Virginia on the back end with no Bryce Hall. Number seven has been Waldo. He has been targeted multiple times. But I think that, they lack that element. I don't even know he's playing, but the back end of that defense has been exploited in part due to injuries. They don't have a lot of talent, of depth of talent at Virginia, so they can't handle these injuries as some other programs like a Clemson might be able to. And they're short on the back end, really short, two guys. And I think that's hurt them. I think it's hurt them quite a bit. And as I said, I've seen lesser quarterbacks, as Joe correctly just pointed out, like Hooker, hurt them on the back end. And they've given up the deep ball as well. They give up deep ball against Virginia Tech. They give up the deep ball against North Carolina. North Carolina really had their way with them in the second half, and it was just Perkins that managed to outscore them. Listen, I think this is the second best team in the ACC. But I think what we're going to see in the ACC championship game is just the degree of separation between the best team and the second best team. And the degree of separation is the Grand Canyon. It just is. I mean, I think Virginia is the most worthy opponent that Clemson could have played in this game. I think they're clearly the second best team in the league. But I think the second best team in the league is still 28, 35 points beyond the best team. I mean, there is a toughness about Virginia that emanates from their head coach, Bronco Mendenhall, and I think they come into this game. I've heard Bronco Mendenhall this week. I've heard him, some of the things he's talked about, and the opportunity just described it as magical. That, he's used that word, magical. It's just, it's amazing, and they're so excited about the chance, and they are. They're going to come into this game with that feel. And, in boxing parlance, what you say is they have a puncher's chance because, not much is expected of them in this setting. I think that they will hang around for a while, but ultimately there's just going to be too much Clemson. And as the Virginia pass rush dies down in the second half, they're going to be exploited in that regard too. I've also seen them gashed in the run game at times. As I said, they'll play both an odd and even front. When I look at Virginia, I just don't see enough. I just don't see enough to compete with Clemson for the course of a game. I think Joe is pretty right on in the area of the score. I think it's 45-14, 48-17, something of that sort. I think there's just too much talent, too much ability, too much depth of talent for Clemson, for Virginia to be able to compete over the course of a game. It's not going to happen. So if you're looking for an upset, a major upset in a bowl game, in a in a conference championship game. You're not going to find it in the ACC game. There are three teams, actually maybe four teams now. I've had three teams on upset alert. We did not get to it yesterday. I'll tell you today who those teams are and why. I may even add a fourth team because I'm starting to feel like another game that I thought might go one way may actually go the other way. We'll talk about that and more. We'll talk about whether Oregon has a chance tonight, what that Pac-12 championship game is going to look like, what the weather's going to look like in that game, etc. All sorts of football conversation today, all day long. Come on out and see us at George Coleman Ford. Get in on the phone lines. You want to make your calls. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. Let's call it Clemson 45. Let's say 48-17. 48-17 Clemson. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
It's that most wonderful time of the year we call College Bowl season. Mellow Mushroom, Clemson, and The Roar bring you a complete rundown of all the games. Join us Wednesday, December 11th, 6 till 9, as the bowl game pros from The Roar weigh in on who'll take home a bowl win. One listener could win pizza for a year from Mellow Mushroom. The College Bowl kickoff show, Mellow Mushroom, Clemson, December 11th, 6 till 9, from your College Bowl station, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift in this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift certificates and shave kits and get their gift boxes under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or the man in your life a great gift of feeling good this holiday season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located at 3953 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call today at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey guys. This holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Testosterone replacement from Low Country Male. Consults are just $99 through the end of the year. $99 for an hour with the doctor? That ain't no bad deal. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We offer solutions for ED, weight loss, and the amazing P-Shot. Our treatment options are designed to make men men again. Call today or book an appointment online at lowcountrymale.com. 843-936-6451.
Hey, Tigers, this is Lake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel, and we can't wait to open our doors to you. Lakeside Lodge isn't just another hotel, and it's not just another lake house. It's the best of both worlds, top-of-the-line amenities like a pool, restaurant, and lounge with housekeeping and maintenance to make ownership easy. Visit our sales center at 906 Tiger Boulevard to learn more about this Clemson institution in the making. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
It may be getting cold outside, but the prices at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca are always hot. With several options in both Serta and Beautyrest, you're sure to find a mattress that's perfect for you. Save up to 70% when shopping the outlet and take your new mattress home today. Don't miss out on their year-end savings. Come shop, and you can be cozy and warm for the holidays. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located across from Chick-fil-A in the old Walmart building.
When untamed,
Water is one of the most destructive forces on Earth, creating problems that cause you to be non-compliant. Incompliance is a turnkey stormwater, lake construction, and dredging company. Water management comes with a myriad of code requirements, and Incompliance specializes in keeping your water issues compliant. From full engineering and construction to simple solutions for small problems, they're the pros. Find them at stormwaterproblems.com. stormwaterproblems.com.
Hi, this is Scott Mulder, the Seneca City Administrator, inviting you to join us this Christmas season in downtown Seneca. We've more than doubled the number of magical musical holiday lights illuminating Norton Thompson Park. We'd love for you to join us starting November 22nd. Santa told me he plans to be downtown every weekend in December to take pictures while you enjoy hot chocolate. And don't forget to drop off your letter to the North Pole anytime in the magical Santa mailbox. So come spend an evening shopping, dining, and enjoying the lights. Visit us on Facebook at Seneca SE Events or our website. Merry Christmas from the city of Seneca.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
One, two, three, and...
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Only the laundry. Know the way I feel tonight.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. And where for 90 years, the people have been treating you the right way. Go read all the reviews. That's what people talk about. They talk about how well they're treated at George Coleman Ford. You know, a couple things. And I'm coming to you on the phones. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. Joe, before his phone cut off, asked me about Oregon's left tackle, and he said that someone, I forget what he said, Pro Football Focus or something, said that that Oregon's left tackle is the best in football. Is that true? It is true. It is true indeed. Sewell is and he's only a sophomore. He's the best left tackle in all of college football, and one of the best I've seen in a while. Look, that's an offensive line that is hyper experienced. Those guys have played together for a long period of time. You know, Warmack was a transfer player, but Throckmorton has been a staple. Hansen has been a staple. These guys are all going to be drafted. The Oregon offensive line's the best in college football. That has been the strength of their team. And Cristobal's an old offensive line guy, which has really been, in part, their undoing. I guess we're actually talking about this game now, Ramona.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, one thing I noticed is that nationwide, people are acting like the ACC championship game isn't even played. They're just basically granting that Clemson is going to win that. I don't know that football is that automatic, but it seems pretty much a foregone conclusion. And I think it is. I think it is. But you want to get in on any of the games, you're welcome to. But let's start here. Let's start with and we have the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them games to go through. And let's do this in conjunction, Ramona, if we can. All right. So these games are all part of that. I don't care what order we put the games in, and how we do it. But the first game on the contest is Oregon and Utah, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So Joe asked a question about that game, and so we'll start there. We'll start with Oregon's offensive line. This is, without question, the best offensive line in college football. I think on paper, Georgia's offensive line looked to be as good or better, certainly from a five-star talent standpoint, it's better. But it just hasn't played that way, and quite frankly, never does. For years, there's been this notion that Georgia offensive line will be elite, elite, elite. It never is. And this year, they had more five-star talent on that offensive front in the two deep than they've ever had before, and yet it hasn't materialized. where it has materialized is Oregon, where these guys have played shoulder to shoulder for a million years. Last year, Oklahoma had the best offensive line in college football. This year, it's Oregon, which is why another reason this game tonight is so interesting, because you have Jake Hansen, you have Dallas Wormack, the transfer, you have Calvin Throckmorton. You know, Hansen, Throckmorton have played together forever. And these guys are both going to be NFL drafted offensive linemen. They're both going to go in the first 100 picks or so, you know, depending on team needs, etc. And the best out of all of them, so you have Throckmorton, you have Hansen, you have Dallas Wormack, and then the best out of all of them is Sewell, who's the sophomore left tackle. He's a future top 10 draft pick. You know, he's that dominant. So when you look at Oregon's offensive line, this has been their staple all year. My issue with Oregon has been that I think that they've been way too conservative. When you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert, who could be the top quarterback taking the draft, when you have a quarterback of that ability, I just don't think you ignore it just to focus on running the football. I just don't think that's the way the game is played. Now, look, Oregon has a stable of running backs. Verdell, Dye, they're all good. They've got three backs who are all talented backs. And this is what they focused on all year. They focused on being a physical running football team and wearing opponents down. And for the most part, they've been able to do that. But at times, you need something more than that. And they go to that element too late, in my mind. Look, here's the truth about Oregon, all right? If you examine what they've done over the course of the year, they probably should be a 12-0 football team. You know, not only did they lead Auburn 21-6 in that first game of the year and sort of put it on ice, but they were playing without their three best receivers. You know, they didn't have those guys. They were missing them. Juwan Johnson, who was the senior transfer from Penn State, wasn't involved at all. They didn't have they were really down 2.5 starting receivers for the first game of the year. And yet nobody mentions that. Everybody, when the SEC people wanted to do comparative scores to Auburn, no one mentioned that Oregon was down 2.5 receivers. That they were missing their two best receivers and their other best receiver didn't play in the second half. Nobody mentioned that. Nobody cared about that. About that little truth. And, you know, here's the other thing. These Pac-12 teams, you know, I hear people talk about, well, you know, these teams, you know, like maybe a Utah didn't choose to schedule out a conference. I mean, that's just not so. These teams play 9 conference games. I don't think people understand how the Pac-12 works. They play their OOC games up front, and then they play 9 straight league games. There's no break. There's no throw some fluff in at the end of the season before a big game. There isn't any of that in the Pac-12. These teams in the Pac-12 have a unique challenge. They're playing 9 straight league games. You know, a Utah, for example, who did play an OOC game at BYU, which is a significant challenge. You know, they play 3 OOC games, so they have 9 league games. And those 9 league games come consecutively. And so there's never any fluff. There's never any break. There's never any opportunity to get well, to catch your win. There isn't any of that. And that's what these Pac-12 teams have to face. But when you look at Oregon, I mean, this is a really good football team. It's a great running team, a terrific running team with arguably the best quarterback in the country, but they don't let him be that. As the season's going on, Juwan Johnson has become, the senior transfer from Penn State, has become their number one receiver. And he has really made an impact. And they've played much better because of him. Again, the one problem I see with Oregon is Cristobal's hyper-conservative nature. I just don't think he lets Herbert throw enough in favorable down and distance situations. It's sort of like they seem to wait until they need it. And they focus on the short passing game because they don't have a ton of speed on the outside, although Juwan Johnson's become a big play receiver for him, averaging 16 yards or so the second half of the season. And he's made a big difference in what Oregon is offensively. You know, in the game against Arizona State, they had trouble with the mobile quarterback in Daniels. And, you know, I'm curious whether that's going to be the case here as well, and we'll get to that. But he gave them trouble. He played his best game of the year. He threw the ball exceedingly well. And Oregon got behind in that game. Oregon has never played well in the state of Arizona. I don't know what it is. They don't play well in that state. They just never have. But when they finally got in trouble, you know, and by the way, when they first got in trouble, they got in deeper trouble because Herbert threw two picks. And he threw two picks, in my estimation, because they had him throw the ball in like two quarters. He just wasn't lathered up. Then finally, when they needed the comeback, they turned him loose. When they turned him loose, he carved Arizona State up. I mean, he just carved them up in the last, you know, 7-8 minutes of that football game, putting 21 points up. And really, had his defense been able to get a stop there, even when they didn't, they threw the 80-yard touchdown pass, ASU did. Even when that happened, they were still in it because Herbert was back in gunslinger role and he was carving Arizona State up. My contention is that that their biggest fail is that they just don't turn Herbert loose. I think had they been more aggressive and not so conservative, my belief is that you'd be looking at an unbeaten Oregon team. And I think that's pretty clear. I mean, I don't even see how it's arguable. This is a team that really should be 12-0. And somehow they lost two close games and two games that they shouldn't have lost either one of them. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford. We'll be right back.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station.